Hello, and welcome to the Strange Treat. Oh, it's just you, Luminaris. You finished your last case?
Malik, just how many times do I have to repeat myself? It's Lumi. Lumi. And yes, it was pretty simple. Also, why don't I get the happy, chirpy welcome?
Oh, you want to know why? Let me see here. You set the bar on fire, got everyone high.
And look at all your happy, returning customers.
Flooded the kitchen, sunk it to the ground. Oh, yeah, you remember Valentine's Day.
All right. I give. I'll take your crappy-ass welcome. It's the last time I'll probably hear it anyway.
What'd you just say, Lumi?
See, was that so hard? I think that's the second time you've called me by my nickname.
Luminaris Brimstone.
Witch Investigator, at your service.
Lumi.
There, you did it again.
Luminaris, what do you mean the last time? You're just going on one of your short adventures and you'll be right back bothering the hell out of me.
No, Malik. Not this time. I'm leaving. For good. And I don't know when or if I'll be back.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Hey, Wendy.
What is it, Leek?
Make two Sapphire Fairy Martinis.
Damn, who the hell's the special guest? Another girl of yours.
You could say that. She's one of a kind.
One of a kind? Why, I think you say that about every damn girl you bring in here.
Well, this one tops all the others. This one's an annoying brat that causes mischief wherever she goes.
Hey!
Ow!
Does she maybe have olive skin, dark hair, and a long French braid?
How'd you know?
Trust me, I just know these things, hun. Order up!
Thanks, Dee.
Anytime, sweet pea. Now, what occasion are we celebrating for?
Does it matter? You poured yourself a glass anyway.
Well, of course. If Miss Troublemaker over here can get one, I, the most beautiful and greatest barista in town, should also get one.
Most beautiful and greatest? Damn, Dee saved some titles for the rest of us.
No can do, sweet pea. I earned these titles, fair and square. That's all there is to it.
And just who gifted these titles to you, madam?
Why, myself, of course. Who else can bestow these titles but the title crowner herself?
No, I'm done. This is a losing battle.
I'm right there with you, Brad.
So what's the special occasion that the bar's patron is giving away three free Sapphire Fairy Martinis?
Oh, no, you don't. That one's coming out of your...
I'm leaving.
Good one, Looms. But what's the actual occasion? Oh, did you nab a new job by some dingy rich guy?
Dee, I'm leaving. Like, for real, this time.
Now, Looms, I know you're a jokester and all, but that ain't funny. I won't allow.
And just how are you going to stop me, Dee?
I haven't thought that far ahead just yet, but I'll have something before you finish that drink.
Oh, really? Thought of anything yet, Dee?
Luminaris.
Luminaris, do you know how much that drink costs? You're supposed to enjoy it.
I did. Didn't you see me?
Oh, hell.
Wendy, no, you're on the clock. Wendy.
It's fine. I'm fine, really. Besides, if this is the way Looms wants to leave us, then so be it.
Dee. Air. I need air.
Oh, hush, she'll be fine.
All right. I'm really dying here. I'm alive.
Oh, hush you. Don't make me give you another one.
Dee, stop. I'm fine. Didn't almost die or anything.
So, sweet pea, are you really leaving?
I am. I need to find out what I lost before I wandered into this town.
Why stay all this time? You could have left once you were out of the doctor's care.
Leek, don't you remember how terrible Looms looked when she staggered into town? Hair falling out, tattered clothes. Hell, the whole town thought you were a runaway from Korok tribe.
But you two took me in.
More like this bar, but go on.
Oh, shush you. But anyway, there's really no way I can repay you two.
Don't leave. There you go, all the repayment you need.
Wendy, leave the poor girl alone. Can't you see this is hard on her?
Looms is struggling with a problem? No.
Hey, who's the one who fixes all the bar's problems?
The one who caused the problems in the first place.
He got you beat there, Sweet Pea. If you hadn't introduced that enchanted lineup, a lot of the mishaps we've had wouldn't have happened.
Oh, I thought you guys enjoyed that lineup. But I see you kept it around because of me.
Stop that. We kept it because it was something you made. Yes, we've had some unwanted side effects, but you are every bit important to this place as us.
Oh, thanks, Leek.
Oh, what's this? Waterworks? Tears from the famed investigator?
Shut up.
Oh, hell.
I'll be back. Someday.
Oh, hell. Malik D, sorry about the mess. I'll clean it up.
No worries, hon.
Ms. Poodles? No! Don't drink that!
You don't think?
I haven't the slightest clue. Don't think an animal's ever drank a magical drink before.
No, wasn't there that one time?
And nothing happened that time, so we should be fine then, right?
Ms. Poodles? Are you alright?
You dare call me Cerberus, guarder of Hell's Gate, Miss Poodles? I should bite your head off and mount it on a spike.
Mace, Poot Cerebus, I didn't mean anything by it.
Is that so? Perhaps I'll spare you, as this house is pretty fond of you.
Yes, I take very good care of Miss Poodles. She receives the best care.
I see. Very well then. I shall make it known.
Of course!
Luminaris, you mind?
Nah, not really. This is pretty interesting.
What is that smell? That delicacy?
Why is, do you suppose, he's coming this way?
I don't know. Beats me.
Luminaris, if he looks like he's about to attack you...
Yeah, I know the drill. Besides, he's not trashing the place or anything.
Yet.
Yes. Yet.
Fair maiden, just what is that smell emanating from your breath?
Fair maiden, while you smooth talk...
I wasn't speaking to you, Granny. I am one of the most feared demons in all the underworld.
Save it for someone who cares.
Why, I never have been so offended before in my life!
So, fine maiden, can you tell me what that delicious smell is?
Oh, you mean the Sapphire Fairy Martini?
Ah, I see. Sapphire Fairy. Yes, those are quite delightful. Do you perhaps have any on you?
Oh, no. I do not, unfortunately.
No matter. This place is no longer of any value to me.
May Hell's wrath be quenched. Liquidum.
Oh, a witch. That drink blocked out the stench. Seems I'll need to get rid of you first. You wretched creature! How dare you!
You want sapphire fairies, right? I can make you a drink if you'll, one, shut the hell up, and two, stop destroying our damn bar!
Very well. I can agree to those terms. I'll also forego that assault as well.
My, my, how merciful you are.
Now, where is that delectable drink?
So what is it about these things that makes even a hellhound patiently
these
wait?
These things? How dare you? I'll have you know that in the underworld, you'd become one of the richest beings alive if you sold merely that drink there.
Oh, I'm quite intrigued. Maybe we need to expand our clientele.
Leek, I don't think you want demons swarming around the place. Besides, what are you going to do? Have a literal hell gate behind the bar?
I suppose not. Can't blame you for trying to make more money.
Yeah, especially the way that you run the joint.
I'll have you know that I'm in the red because of a certain little witch.
And who could that be?
Much appreciated, miss.
Oh, I miss now.
That is right.
Drink it slow now. I made it weaker than a normal drink, but it still has alcohol.
A bit of alcohol won't subdue us.
So your other heads can talk. Was wondering if they were just for show.
That's quite a foolish thought. It's just easier to have the middle one speak for us. It is rather convenient in a situation like this to delegate the speaker.
So, after your drink, you'll be on your way?
We haven't decided on the next course of action yet. Perhaps we'll bring a body as an apology for leaving the gate unattended.
Sorry, I can't just let you kill somebody. You're here due to our negligence, so we're making it up to you, but we're not going to let you run wild.
We weren't asking for your permission, merely telling you of a future action.
Oh my.
Seems the feared hellhound can't hold his liquor.
Silence you! I am perfectly all right. Curses!
Hold your horses. What happened to leaving after finishing your drink?
I lied.
A downpour's gray shall take this space. Pluvia.
How dare you quell my fire? Do you know who I am? I am Cerberus, feared hellhound of the underworld, and I will not be stopped.
Wendy, why on earth did you serve that mutt alcohol?
Well, sorry for trying to save the bar from catching on fire.
Yeah, and look how good that's turned out.
Can you two shut up and get me an instrument?
What kind?
If you have a lyre, that'd be perfect.
Now what the hell's a lyre gonna do in this situation?
Put him to sleep. I can't send him back without drawing the sigil around him.
You can't just kill him?
I mean, I could, but I don't think that guy over there would want that.
What guy? Oh, hell! That's the owner of the dog, right?
Correct, Grandpa. I'm glad you kept up.
Watch it, I'm not that old.
Yeah.
I didn't know you could play looms.
I can't. Ludere bonum.
That sound! That infernal sound!
Wow, that was one beautiful note. But I don't think it worked.
Well, obviously not. Just testing it is all. Now, protect me, please.
Witch, it was you.
Looms, I think you should hurry up.
I know.
I didn't think that would actually work.
Come on, I don't know everything, but I've got a few tricks up my sleeves.
Does one of those tricks include fixing up my damn bar?
Yeah, hold your damn horses. Let me send this asshole back first. Good thing the bar is prepared for this sort of thing.
Looms, be careful.
I'll be fine, Dee. Dealt with worse beasts than him. Dee, can you grab the red and black liquid on the space under the register?
On it.
Ab hoc mundo in altera. And that's all she wrote.
Excuse me, Miss Witch?
Hmm? What do you want?
Poodles. Is she gone?
Are you blind? She's right there in the center of the sigil.
Miss Poodles! Thank you again, Miss Witch, for this time and the time in Elbin Falls.
Huh? I helped you in Elbin Falls? I don't remember that.
Oh, well, you were quite drunk, so that makes sense and you wouldn't remember. But you did a marvelous job. Thank you again.
Don't mention it. Just don't bring her in here again.
Oh, I've learned my lesson. Goodbye.
Loom, so about
Dee, can you also get the white...
Here, hun. We've been through this many times before.
Yeah. May time stand still and damage be undone. Restituo.
Thank you. You did good, little one.
Well, it's time for me to get going, then.
Looms!
Again? Really?
Now, listen here, Looms. I don't know if you'll find your missing memories or meet anyone you once knew, but remember this. We love you. Both of us. And if you're ever in any danger or need a break, come back and visit. You hear me?
I hear you. Thanks, Dee.
Looms, take care of yourself, all right? We're not going anywhere, so you'll always have a place to call home.
Thanks, old man. Don't miss me too much now.
Me? Miss you? You gotta be joking. That bar's finally saved!
Don't worry. It's not like I'll never come back, so this is just a temporary ceasefire.
Oh, just you wait. Next time you come here, this place will be the talk of all the towns. You might even hear about it during your travels.
I hope so. Well, I really gotta go now. I'll see you when I see you.
We'll see you, Looms.
This isn't goodbye. Just to see you later.
Yeah, I know. Thanks for everything. I'll make it up to you two someday.
What about promising never to destroy the bar again?
Ha! Not a chance.
Worth a shot. One more time for the road ahead.
Hmm?
So, just who is this girl?
Oh dear, I think she's...
Fine.
Luminaris Brimstone!
Witch investigator.
At your service.
I love you guys.